The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Catch us out on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio, thanking you for tuning in each and every week to hear the amazing things that Long Island students are tackling in school districts in your own backyard. And this week, our spotlight takes us back to Port Jefferson School District. We've had him here a few times before. And we have two very different segments for you today. But the first segment, we're going to dub it Super Siblings. And these are a couple of students from the Port Jefferson School District who are excelling in various things outside of the district, in the district, and the fact that the family tradition continues. That's why we're dubbing it Super Siblings. And two of the siblings, or two of the students, have actually been on Spotlight on Long Island Schools in the past. And Annalisa, I'm going to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. Now, remind the listening audience, and I shocked you off the air before we started, because you said you were here before.
Yes.
And you hesitated to see if I would remember. And you were here the last time for Port Jefferson, and we were talking about what?
The Dickens Festival and so, the music program at Port
Jefferson. And were you impressed that I remembered that?
Yes.
Just a little bit. Okay. All right. So I've already earned my keep that I've impressed you. Now, your sibling, Lucas, is here. So, Annalisa, tell us a little bit about yourself and why your school said, you know what, we're going to be on Spotlight on Long Island Schools. We need you guys to come down and tell your story.
Well, there are a lot of students out there who should definitely be on the show. But I personally, I do a lot of music related things, both in the district and outside, as you said. I guess I started playing when I was 4 years old, 4 and a half, and I've just been coasting through ever since on a violin. I go to Juilliard Pre-College, which is a conservatory, but pre-conservatory program.
And it's pretty competitive to get a spot in there,
right,
yes?
Right.
So that's pretty impressive to be there. And what did that mean to you when you got, how long have you been doing that?
This is my eighth year.
Eighth year?
Haven't had a free Saturday since fifth grade.
Wow. And you have to travel into the city
right.
each Saturday. And I know another student, he plays the trombone and he goes in mm-hmm. every week for that as well. I think he's doing it the last 3 years. So in addition to doing that, what else are we involved in?
Lucas and I, we have our chamber group. My brother and I, we have our chamber group called Sound Strings Long Island mm-hmm. for the Long Island sound, but also, you know, we make sound. So
yeah.
Puns. So that's our, we call it SSLI for short. And so we do chamber group performances all year round, but our biggest project is a summer camp that we run at our village center every summer where we, it's not for profit and we, teach students complete beginners to intermediate. We give them music, basic music theory lessons, teach them how to play instruments. I do violin, viola, Lucas does cello. And we do chamber groups as well, which is a really cool experience for the kids.
Now talk to me about the academic load that you have taken on in Port Jeff, because, you know, reading some information to prepare for the show, it's quite impressive. So yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
I've taken 9 APs before senior year, and I have another 4 this year. So it's a workload, but it's good because since I have Juilliard workload as well, they give homework outside of just the Saturdays. I have to really learn how to balance my time, and it's not going to get, the work's not going to get done by itself in addition to practice as well. So it's just, you got to schedule stuff.
Wow.
So it happens.
What's next after you graduate this year?
I will probably be going to Stanford University. For what? I have no clue.
Don't have any idea what your major yet.
I have several ideas. I don't know.
That's not surprising either, right? You'll probably do like a double major just standing on your head or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they have.
She wasn't expecting that.
They have a lot of free flexibility with the courses, so it's pretty easy to double major, and right. They do encourage it. So I don't know. That's a pretty good option for
all
me.
Right. So Lucas, your sister, pretty darn impressive. You are a 10th grader in Port Jefferson School District. You also play a string instrument. Which one do you play?
I play the cello.
You play the cello. And how long have you been playing?
I've been playing cello since maybe I think I was 6 years old. So quite a few, like that makes around 10 years now.
All right. So, and what do you enjoy most about playing? And what do you get out of it? Like, what do you look forward to? Because I mean, obviously you probably practice a lot of hours, and your sister is, she was the concert master. Did I say that right, Annalisa? Concert master over at Juilliard. I mean, which is impressive. So do you find like it's just easy passion because she's doing it and you just pick up and do it, or you have your own drive?
Yeah, my sister does have a lot to do with it, but there is also the element that not everything can be expressed with words. And even if, say, like I'm feeling something, I can just go and play the cello as opposed to any other things. And it really is, I mean, there is also the element of performing. There's the rush of performing at like a large, in front of a large audience, stuff like that. And I don't know, I really enjoy it. Like the feeling of being out there.
And yeah. And pretty impressive with the SSLI Foundation that you're involved with, that you're actually giving back and teaching others as well. What do you get out of that for yourself?
It's more of a, like almost in look into, it's almost like a look into myself, because I only normally get to view the world one way, as me, actually the student, and sometimes, or a soloist. And it's really like new to look at it from like the point of the teacher, and like, how can I help this person like who's struggling to get this one spot? Or like, how can I help this person improve? Like that in itself, the teaching experience and helping others improve is like amazing.
Now I have to ask this question, right? Because I'm one of six in my family, right? And we're all highly competitive and highly constructively critical of one another. I'll put it that way. Are you guys competitive with your performing abilities or academics at all? Or you just one inspires the other? You work together. Wow. And she answered that right away. So Lucas, now answer slowly. Remember her answer. So no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I've always felt that she was a better player than me.
Wow.
I don't know. That's just always been the feeling I've had. She's gotten all the offers.
You just lined yourself up with a really good birthday present with that answer on the air. Good for you, Lucas. Now, the other pair of the super siblings, we also, Kira has been here in the past, and you are a pretty dominant swimmer. And I had to remind myself that you're only in 11th grade, and you've been dominating the sport in Suffolk County for a while now. So why don't you tell the listening audience, just remind us once again, Kira, as to how much you've been dominating in the pool, as they would say.
I've been swimming for, this is my eighth year swimming now, and this year I have 7 county championships now, and I won states in the 200 IM this year and got second in the 100 backstroke.
7 county championships.
Yes.
Wow. And how many state championships again?
One this year.
And obviously different types of races that you dominate in. Which is your strongest?
My strongest event is the 200 IM.
200 IM. And what does it mean for you to be able to compete at such a high level and balance everything, all the other demands that come with, performing in the pool, but the academic demands as well?
It's definitely an amazing feeling knowing that all your hard work pays off.
And your sister, who's a ninth grader, and we're going to talk to her in a second, she's obviously following in her big sister's footsteps with starting some domination in the pool as well. Have you coached her along, or does she make you go a little faster? Is there some sibling rivalry there, or is it some sibling helping along?
There's definitely no rivalry. We grow from each other and we inspire each other to do better. And when she goes fast, I'm happy for her. And when I go fast, she's happy for me.
Very proud of you guys, because me and my brothers were nothing like this at all. Now, Kate, you're a ninth grader. And how long have you been swimming?
This is my eighth year as well.
Eighth year in the ninth grade. All right. Tell us a little bit about your prowess in the pools, as they would say.
Well, this is my first year swimming for like the high school, and I got second in the county championships in the 500 free and 7th in the 100 back.
Wow. And, I was saying off the air, your last name is probably pretty well known in the swimming circles, correct?
Yeah, I guess.
So what when you first year, second in the counties, that's pretty impressive, good jump street start there. What are you aspiring for next year and in the future?
It would be pretty cool to win like county champ and maybe final, like get higher in the finals at states.
Right. And how does your sister's ability in watching her all these years, how does that help you with your performance, and how does it help you with your commitment and drive?
It definitely inspires me to be like better because she's doing so well, and like I want to reach the same level of like greatness.
Do you want to get like 8 county championships instead of just 7? A little bit, right? Yeah, just a little bit. So, and how long do you think it's going to take to catch up to your sister's prowess?
I don't know. I mean,
about a year or two, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, and what does it mean to be performing, swimming, and academically? How do you manage the time?
Well, sometimes it gets a little bit overwhelming, but I try to always like finish my homework before I go to swim practice, because swim practice, we get home kind of late.
I
just want to go to sleep.
Good. Well, that takes care of Super Siblings. We welcome, thank them for being here, and wish you all the best. And Dickens Festival is always a great thing to check out down at Port Jeff. We'll be right back after this.